عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording. Today we're going to do the preposition. Okay. In Arabic, this is called harf jar. Harf jar. Harf jar.
Are you sick?
Huh? No. Why? Harf jar. The nice thing about the name harf jar, jar means drag somebody. Okay? To drag somebody. And so that's called harf jar, preposition. So what is it called?
Harf jar.
Harf jar. So if I tell you harf jar, I mean what? What's your name? What's your name?
Anam.
Anam. Come here.
Anam or
Dima?
No. So this one's Anam, this one's Dima.
Dima.
And that one is no one cares.
Thank you.
And that one is the everybody hates.
Boys are so mean.
I know!
Thank
nice.
You!
I'm nice.
I'm good.
Oh my god.
That's cool.
That means a nice show, which you just said.
I'll keep you low. Just move to here.
Can you move over there too?
Okay. Harf jar. Let's learn them. Harf jar. The first one is fi. Fi.
Fi.
Fi.
In.
Fi means inside something. Fi means inside something. So you can say fi. For example, fi bayt means what? Fi bayt,
in the house.
Inside a house, right? It's inside. Huh?
Do you have two more of the?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. So inside a house. Mazen. Go get two more copies.
I need to go back. Get two more copies.
Okay. So inside is fi. Give me examples. Give me an example.
In the house.
Yeah, we did this one. Give me another example.
In the masjid.
In the masjid, right? So in Arabic, what do we say? Fi
masjid.
Al-masjid. Fi al-masjid. Right? Okay. Now, what's the next one? The next one is what? Min. So, so, from, can you give me an example of men, which is from?
Read
from. There is an example here that says.
He read from the Quran.
From the Quran. So, from is like part of.
Yeah.
From. Like part of. Can you use friend? Can you use from and something related to food?
From the kitchen.
From the kitchen. Good. So you
from
say, I ate from the kitchen. Right? What else?
Apple slices from the apple.
I took a slice from the apple. Yes. MashaAllah. So how do you say it in Arabic? Slice?
I don't know.
Qita, let's say qita. Qita means piece. So I. So what do you say to Nara?
I do not know.
Akaltu قطعة من التفاح. So من التفاح means from the تفاح. Another example about somebody somebody who's reading the, somebody who's reading the Quran. Reading from the Quran, huh? Can I say قرأتُ؟ قرأتُ من القرآن means I read from the Quran. Means what? Read a piece of Quran, right? Right, part of the Quran. So you understand that fee now? I'm sorry. Do you understand part of? Which is من. Then on something means above something. Why did you give me two?
Oh, I think I made one more.
Oh.
Oh, wait, there's an original. I pressed three, but there's an original.
That's fine. So everybody has one. Okay.
You can have two.
Okay. What is ala? Ala means on the top of. Okay. So we say, can I? How do I say the desk on the floor? Yeah. How do I say the desk on the floor? An example. Come on. Instead of drooling and ruining your homework. Okay. At the desk on the floor. How do you say it in Arabic?
I don't know how to say desk.
Desk? Okay. You can say, I'll make it easy on you. The chair. Chair on the floor.
You say chair.
Chair and kursi. You know the surah? Surah
yeah.
The ayat al kursi?
Yeah. Kursi
ala,
I don't know how to say
floor.
Al kursi ala al ard. How about that?
Whoa, so cool.
Okay. One more example.
Where are we at?
Oh, she's camping.
What?
One more example. Ala. One more example for Ala.
On a mountain.
On a mountain. Okay, this isn't the given in the notes. So one example of Ala. Huh?
On the bed.
On the bed, yeah. I slept on the bed. Go ahead and say it in Arabic.
I slept على البد.
I slept. مش slept means نام. نام. This is what they call. This is what they call Arab geezy. Arab geezy.
Yeah.
Arab geezy.
I slept على البد.
البد
البد
السرير السرير
السرير
جلست على
السرير
عرب جيزي means like you mix عربي and انجليزي. Okay.
English.
So then the calf means somebody, like something. So we said it's like act like a man. Act like a man. Huh? Can you say this in Arabic? Act. Act like a man. So, use calf. Act like a man.
You see
the example of calf. Karajul. Like a man.
How do you spell art?
Huh? Art.
Art? Yeah, the ground, like on the floor.
Yes, art. This is art. So use cat an example. Like command. No, I'm sorry. Like a man. So that's karajul. Like a boy. Kawalat.
Ooh, أكون أشلون؟
Like a Muslim. كمسلم. You see?
I see
one more example.
Like a Muslim.
From here.
Like a girl. كبنتي.
What's your name? Samia. Okay, I'm trying to memorize my name, so don't get annoyed of me asking you about your name. Go ahead. Ask Samia. Give an example for... Yes, go ahead.
Like a tiger.
Like a tiger. Okay, Arabi.
Poison tiger.
Fahd. Is a fahd or a nim? Tiger is fahd.
Fahd.
Learn your Arabic.
You know the name of the Saudi Arabian president?
Like an apple.
No.
That was the most
Yo,
random
it
shit.
It tastes like apple. So say it in Arabic. It tastes like apple.
Our principal here is named Lamb. Brother Misbah.
طعمها كتفاحة. Yes, طعمها means... means... like, okay.
Wait, why is our principal here named after a lamp? Why is he called Brother Misbah?
No, it's not a lamp. Misbah doesn't
lamp.
Mean a lamp.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Our brother, what's
his name? A source of light.
Same thing.
No.
Like,
when Allah says
like
that the
angel.
Prophet is a misbah, for example.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sort of guide.
Means sort of, yes.
Yeah, but then it said in the, like, the Arabic book that it means lamp.
Well, yes, a source of light is a lamp, but a source of light can also be
perfect.
Like a good guy.
Good job.
Or a light bulb.
No.
Yes.
Okay. How about an? An means about. Give me an example other than what's in the...
I heard about this prayer in the mosque.
Yes. Other examples.
Misbah, please. No.
That wasn't me. What the? That was him.
You know, there is in this sentence, سمعت عن الصلاة في المسجد. It has another proposition. It has two propositions. What? One is عن. What's the second one?
في.
في. Good job.
Oh.
Ban means with. Like, I go with. So, I go with my dog. I go with my cat. How about if I say, I go with mom. How do you say it in Arabic?
I go BM.
No. It's like, I go with mom. Means I go means an Arabi. I go in Arabi. What's the meaning of go? Dhahaba. Dhahaba. Got it? So I know. So dhahabtu ma'a ummi. Dhahabtu ma'a ummi. So what does dhahabtu ma'a ummi means? Dhahabtu ma'a ummi. I left with my mom. That's right. La means four. La means four. So, for example, if I tell you Allah sent the Prophet for all mankind. Huh? Allah sent the Prophet for all mankind. Who can say it in Arabic?
Allah sent Arsala
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Arsala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Linnas. Mankind.
Wait, if you have.
If you're going to do Arabgizi, then don't do it.
Okay. Oh, if you have li or b like for with or the, like if you have like a nas and like li would be like linnas, would you connect it?
Yes, linnas.
How do you say store?
So, good question. How do you connect it? Linnas.
Good question.
What?
Linnas. He's asking how do we... Linnas. This is how do you say linnas. You don't put an alif.
Yeah.
You say linnas. Okay? Linnas. Okay, and actually it's shown also there in the handout. Ela. Ela means.
How do you say Instagram in Arabic?
How do you say your name? Oh yeah, how do you say Instagram in Arabic? That's a stupid. You were on Instagram. No, it's an Instagram. An Instagram with an Arabic accent. An Instagram. So I went to Hawaii. I went to Hawaii. Okay, we want to use Ella to words. We use Ella to words, for example, towards the city. Towards the city means Ella Balad. So give me another example, which is I went to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
I went to Los Angeles.
Went to India.
Huh? Who can say it in Arabic?
Dhahab Los Angeles.
Dhahab to?
Dhahab to Los Angeles.
Ella?
Ella.
Los Angeles.
ذهبت إلى لوس أنجلوس.
ذهبت إلى لوس أنجلوس. Okay. حتى. حتى means until. Go ahead.
Do I just say it with something else?
Go ahead.
Okay.
أنا
اسمي حتى عشاء.
أنا. Well, are you Egyptian?
Okay.
Yes.
Stop.
Stanna is a slang. Stanna is slang. Stanna is slang. Move over. Stanna is a slang. What is the Arabic word for stanna? Means antadir. Antadir. So you can say antadir hatta ta'kul. So who knows what is the meaning of antadir hatta ta'kul?
I wait until Isha.
Wait until you eat.
How do you say the store? How do you say store?
Mahil.
Mahil.
Alright.
Mahil. Can you spell that for me, sir?
Mahil.
Mahil. Mahil.
Finally, is when you swear. You swear and say, Wallahi.
Wallahi, you son of a bucket.
In the name of Allah. Another example is when Allah swears on the Quran. He says, "Watini wa zaytun." So by the fig and by the fig and by the olives. Okay, can we swear to other than Allah?
No.
No.
We can swear. We have to swear only Quran. Can we swear with the Quran?
No.
No. But you swear when.
Then why do we say with
holding the Quran? Because
you're
when you're holding the Quran. All right. Now, okay. Let me tell you the two rules about the harf jar. Haruf al jar. The first one. The first rule is that it connects. It connects words, like A inside B, okay, X inside Y, X inside Y, do you understand? So X inside Y, you say, it means that X, B, Y, you understand? All right, so the other rule, it says that the one that comes, that's a rule, that the one, the word that comes after
those
letters. No, here.
What? Oh, my ever trying?
Okay. The name. The name that comes after preposition is always majrur. Is always what?
Majrur.
Okay. I will put words on the board. Tell me which one is majrur. Al-ard. Al-ardu. And al-ardu, al-ardi, or al-arda. Okay, so which one of those, al-arda, al-ardi, which one of those is majrur?
Do I have to write this down?
Huh?
What does this say on, like,
the left side?
From, like,
oh, this is one.
Does this matter?
Okay. Okay. Al-ardu, or al-arda, or al-ardi. Which one is majrur?
Oh, al-ardi. Do.
Al-ardi?
No, al-ardi.
The second one.
Al-ardu. Okay. Any other? Any other answer? Okay, that's a name of a single. That's a single name. Mufrad, that's Mufrad, which is single name. So what is a single name?
Mufrad.
Anytime you have trouble with these names, go to the sheet on the first sheet on the...
The one you gave us the first day.
Yes, exactly. The first sheet on the first day.
Because I pay attention.
You print it out from the website. So that vocabulary. So when I say mufrad, okay, you look into this table and it will tell you mufrad is singular. Okay. So this is mufrad. Okay. So for a mufrad noun, majrur is, huh? Majrur is al-ardu, al-arda or al-ardi. You said you're... Huh? Which one is majrur? No.
Oh my gosh. It's the top one, the first one.
Okay. What do you guys, what's your girls think? Which one? The first one? Everybody says the first one? Everybody says the first one?
No. Yes.
Stop. Is it the first one? Sure. The first or second?
The first.
Like the second.
Okay. The majrur is?
The second one.
The third?
Al-Ardi.
Yes!
I called it.
I called it.
We're all stupid.
I called it.
What is the rule? Mufrad?
The first one is like...
Majrur?
I was correct, it's the first one. I didn't start it from the bottom.
Bil Kasra. Stop there. Stop this ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
So, mufrad, majrur bil Kasra. Means singular. So, we learned now singular names are majrur with?
A Kasra.
Kasra.
With a broken, that doesn't make any sense.
You got it?
Broken.
Kasra. Not Kasra. Kasra.
Wait!
You understand?
Wait.
Now,
I understand.
Tell me which one of these is marfu'?
The
huh?
First one.
Marfu'a is second. No, wait,
second?
Second.
Yeah. Second.
Wait,
any?
I told
you.
Wait.
Second?
I said it's the second.
Yeah, marfu'a. Which one is marfu'a?
Wait, Brother Ali, I noticed something.
Second one.
Huh? Everybody else?
Wait, I have a question. I have a comment.
Second. Go ahead.
I noticed something very, peculiar. So it says here that with is back. And that when you said, what is the bottom, the what you wrote say?
Bil Kasra.
Bil Kasra. Does that mean Bil with Kasra?
Yes, with Kasra.
With Bil
yes.
Kasra.
Right. In Arabic.
I noticed that.
Yes. Good job. So this is Mufrad. So you can say, it's better to say majrur bil kasra li'annahu mufrad. So you say majrur bil kasra because it is mufrad. What's mufrad? If you go back
single,
to the
single,
table,
single.
The first sheet and
single.
The first day, single.
It's like massive.
Okay, how about marfu'a? All of you were wrong. Marfu'a is right here.
What?
Marfu'a.
Hey, you know what that means, right?
بالضمة لأنه مفرد. Okay, so which one is mansub? Which one is mansub? Which one is mansub? Huh? The second one, you don't have anything left. منصوب بالفتحة لأنه مفرد. Thank you for laughing behind my back. You got it? Okay. Now, let's try another noun. How about سيارة؟ سيارته؟ سيارتي؟ سيارته؟ سيارتي؟ Okay. Which one is مرفوع؟ Which one is مرفوع?
The second one.
Okay.
The second one.
No, not the second one. Huh? The first one.
The first one.
I know I was right.
How did you recognize it's the first one? Because of Dhamma. Perfect. Now, how about منصوب؟ منصوب.
منصوب.
The second one. How do you recognize it's منصوب? Because of the فتحة. How about مجرور؟
كسر bottom one.
The third one, bottom one. How do you recognize it's مجرور? Because of the كسر. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So in مفرد, in singular names. Okay, these are, this is the way to recognize the majroor, marfoor, mansoob, is by looking at the mark, looking at the tashkil at the end. You know what tashkil is?
The Dhamma Kasra.
Dhamma Kasra Fatha. This is called tashkil, right? So, the tashkil is in the end. The only difference is the last letter. The rest of the word are the same. So, al-ardu, al-ardi, al-arda. Okay? What is different is just like the last letter or the last tashkil. Okay? Now,
don't erase any of
this. Let's move to the double. So we'll say سيارتان. Who can get me the double of سيارة? The double.
سيارتان.
When you add ألف نون or ياء نون to any name, it becomes double. It's very easy. The easiest thing, if I tell you, get the double of this name. Then you immediately add either Alif Noon or Ya' Noon. And I will tell you when you do out Noon, I mean Alif Noon, and when you do. Okay. Sayyaratu, Sayyarati, what's the double? Sayyaratan. Sayyaratan. سياراتان سياراتان تين. Which one of those is مرفوع؟
تان
مرفوع؟
ها سياراتان or سياراتين؟ سياراتان. How did you figure out it's مرفوع؟
Because there's an elif, and not a ya or a wow.
Yes, because it's elif. So you recognize it because of the elif. So, do you see it now? Do you see it now? Sayara kan. How do I know it's marfu? It's because of the alif.
The alif.
So, did you write this rule?
Understood.
Singular name, mufrad, are marfu bil dhamma, mansub bil fatha, majroor bil kasra. But this one, sayaratan, okay? Marfu bil alif. Marfu bil alif, li'annahu muthanna. Marfu bil alif. لأنه مثنى مرفوع بالألف لأنه مثنى. So double. So if the name is double, do you look to ضمة فتحة كسرة?
No.
No. What do you look at?
ألف واو يا.
You look at ألف or يا. So what is مجرور and منصوب?
They
what is majroor? The second one. And what is mansub? The second one. So the second one works for both. If I give you the second one, you see that the ya, it's the same. So you would say that it is either mansub or majroor. Either what? Mansub or majroor. Okay, do you get that? So, how do you know in Muthanna? How do you know it's marfu'? The alif. How do you know it's majroor or mansub?
The ya.
The ya. So the rule becomes, are you taking notes?
Yep.
May I please get a drink of water?
No, because then he's going to ditch.
If he doesn't know, you know, people...
Majroor or mansub is ya?
Is ya, yes. You know how people, they say, homework hurts my feelings. I don't want to do homework.
I've never heard of that.
I've heard it all the time.
Yeah.
Did you say it?
So, see, people, yeah. Some people don't like to do homework because
homework
hates, I mean, it hurts their feelings.
It does hurt.
And
no,
this
I
is,
feel like I can learn the lesson without doing homework. It's like,
no.
Like, you go to class to learn.
So, what? Let's focus on that. She can learn the lesson without a homework. Okay, let me tell you. Can you learn about driving without driving?
No.
You have to practice. You have to practice. It's like driving. The learning the stuff, okay, requires two things. The first one is a study, and the second one is do the homework.
Get to practice.
Get to practice.
No, practice. You don't know if yes, you do know it or not.
So, sayaratayn.
Are you okay?
I guess
the electron
logarithms, did you get it the first time?
That's
the amazing.
I know.
What do you think?
She doesn't know what
algorithms are. Sayyaratay. So here, mansub.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask her. Ow.
I can't take algebra 2 figures.
Majroor.
I can't.
Ah. Are you taking notes? These are not in the notes.
I don't know. I
this is was from a previous lesson. So mansub or majroor? Hello. لأنه مثنى.
Yeah, I know it.
No, I know, but you do that.
Do you understand this? Okay. We said that any the noun that comes after the preposition has to be majrur, right?
Any noun that comes after the preposition has to be majrur.
So what is here? What do we put here? Fi bayti, fi bayta, or fi baytu?
Fi bayti.
Huh?
Fi bayti.
Fi bayti. That's right. Okay. How about here? Fi masjidi, fi masjidu, fi masjida.
في
المسجد في المسجد Good job, mashallah.
تكبير
الله أكبر
تكبير
الله أكبر
How about على الكرسي على الكرسي على الكرسي على الكرسي
على الكرسي
Is it? How do we know it's منصوب can you make على الكرسي مرفوع?
No.
Wait.
So.
Yes.
على الكرسي. Okay. Can you make it? How do you make it? How do you make الكرسي مرفوع?
Well, because you said them like دمّة كسرة فتحة.
Yes. So مرفوع والدمّة.
And then when it's double, you have an elif and then a
yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about the كرسي.
For both.
The word كرسي, is it مفرد? Yes?
Yes.
It's one chair. Okay. Now, we said مفرد مجرور بال huh? مجرور بالكسرة. Okay. But what happened here? بالكرسي ولا because الكرسي ends with a ياء. So it is going to be a silent كسرة. Silent كسرة. You say this. So, or hidden كسرة. Why hidden? Because you can't change it. It always has to be الكرسي. Can I say الكرسو? No. الكرسي? Yes. الكرسة? No. Okay? So basically things like that, you do say it's hidden. So I can't tell. Okay. How about if I say على الأرضي على الأرضي
On the ground,
yes. Now, is it على الأرض الأرضي or الأرضة على الأرض أرضى أرضي She said it right. It's what? It's Arabic. Actually, I'm sorry here. Kursi, you can say kursiya, kursiyu, and kursiyi. So. Okay. How about you say fi albaytan or fi albaytan? So, في البيتان في البيتان or في البيتين Which one? Go ahead.
The first one.
في البيتان.
Both.
Huh? Which one is, which is the, okay. The thing that comes after the preposition must be مجرور. Must be مجرور. Okay? So, which one of those مجرور? بيتان or بيتين?
بيتين.
That's right, بيتين. Look over there. It says بيتان. بيتين. So this is correct. This is wrong.
Are you gonna collect homework?
Yes, yes. Now, hold on.
That's respect.
I'm supposed to pick you up. Where are you?
Tiger.
Give me a female double.
Ten.
Which double means muthanna. Double means what? Muthanna. So give me muthanna muannath. Muannath means
plural.
Female.
Okay.
So
bintan.
Okay. So we say ma'a bin bintani or ma'a bin ma'a bintani or ma'a bintaini. Which one is correct? I might bring you something like this in the test and say which one is correct. If it's wrong, correct it.
The second
one. It is the second one. How do you know? Because of the?
Yeah.
Because of the yeah, right? Dima? Because of the yeah. All right. Ma'a bintayni. How about, can you give me an example of a fruit?
Tufaha. And those.
Tufaha.
Yeah.
Okay. At-tufaha. So, if I say fi at-tufaha.
What?
So if we say fi at-tufahata or fi at-tufahati Hatu, Hati, or Hata. Fi, At-Tuffa, Hat, Hati. So which one is correct, which one is wrong? Which one is right, which one is wrong? This is Mufrat, right? How do you classify, Tuffaha? Ism Mufrat, right? Ism mufrad.
The bottom one.
Ism means noun. Mufrad means single.
The bottom one.
Mufrad is, no, wait, what's this? Wait, mufrad means single. What means?
Single? Okay.
It's the bottom one.
Which one? Huh? The second one?
No, the bottom one.
The bottom one? What do you say, Dima? Second one?
Yes, remember,
how about here?
After the
shut up.
Third one?
Always.
Second one? If you say second one, raise your hand.
Then you were not listening
one,
the
two,
whole lesson. Holy
three.
Gosh.
If you say otherwise, which one? The other?
Third one.
Third one?
The third one, raise your hand.
Third one?
She's smart.
Yeah, they're smart.
Third, yes. It is the third one. But?
Get out of here.
Somebody's going to be kicked out of the class.
Oh!
How do you know? How do you know it's the third one?
Because
how do we know it's the third one? How do we know if this is true?
Come on, if you're listening.
And these are wrong. Huh? Because of the kasra, right?
I just listen to everything.
Because of the kasra, right? So how do we know that it's a tufahati because it's a kasra? Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's singular, and when it's singular, you differentiate between the dhamma, kasra, and fatha, and if it's after preposition, it only has to be kasra, which is majur, so that's why.
All right. Okay, let me collect the homework.
Yes, sir. And...
Did I put my name?
Homework? The doc?
She
didn't do it. The dog ate the homework. Or the cat ate the homework.
Poor cat.
Do you have your name? Yeah. The homework.
Two homework.
I need the homework.